हाँ वो ये मुहावरा है, यू डोंट ट्रांसलेट इट इन टू टाइम पीरियड्स, आइदर टू वीक्स और टू मंथ्स और टू ईयर्स, दैट इज स्ट्रेचिंग इट टू फार। दो कदम तो दो कदम चलो, दो कदम दो घड़ी, ये सारे अंग्रेजी उर्दू के मुहावरे हैं, जिससे मुराद है कि थोड़ी देर लंबा आसानी गुजरेगा, ये मुराद है।
तो
और दूसरे के कदम जो हैं दे आल्सो मीन डिफरेंटली फ्रॉम सिचु अकॉर्डिंग टू द पीपल टू हुम दोज अकदाम आर एट्रीब्यूटेड। There are giant steps sometimes, there are people, steps of tiny people, and there are steps of nations as well, not individual steps. For instance, this, the same idiomatic usage of time has been, is witnessed in the Holy Quran. سَنَّفْرِغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. Very soon, quickly, we are going to tackle you. And be free to tackle you. Now that prophecy of the Holy Quran, you know, applies to this ultimate destruction of the world, which has not yet happened. And 1400 years ago, Allah said, "Sanafrogh lakum ayyuha saqalan." Then about Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala tells us that اِقْتَرَبَ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. Moon has been observed split into two, and that shows that the day of judgment or the day of the doomsday has become nigh, very close. And what is very close? 1400 years ago, and still we don't know. So if the doomsday is to be interpreted according to the non-MDs, I mean, then it is very close, is a very long period. Now when you say very close, very soon, a step or two beyond, in reality, these things do not indicate time, but certainty. Always, in every language, the true import of this expression is always certainty. That whether now or a bit later, but this is positive, this has to happen, and nothing, nobody can change it. This is the real meaning of this. Not exactly the shorter measure of time which you know.